Relationship Podcast with your host, certified life coach, Chris Rich. If you're having trouble navigating your mixed faith relationships, struggling to connect with your people, or having specific challenges, you are in the right place, my friend. Episode 89, Think Celestial. Hey, 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 my beautiful friends. I am so happy to have you here with me today. I can't tell you how much it means to me to have you coming back each and every week. Thank you for sharing the episodes that have resonated with you. And thank you for leaving me 5 stars. And for those of you that have left me a review on iTunes, I so, so appreciate it. If you know of anyone that could benefit from this podcast, please share the love. It would mean the world to me if you would leave me a quick review. Because the more you share it, the more people I can help. So I have been thinking about this episode for several months, and today is the day. We are going to talk about what it looks like to think celestial. This phrase comes from President Nelson's last general conference talk with the same title. So as a life coach, I help my clients identify how they are thinking about what is going on in their lives. So we don't get to choose what happens in our lives, but we do get to choose how we think about what happens or the meaning we give to our circumstance. So why do our thoughts matter? Well, our thoughts create our emotions. Some of the thoughts we think serve us and create emotions that we love to feel, like joy, happiness, confidence, connection, and peace, to name a few. On the contrary, we sometimes think thoughts that create very uncomfortable and unpleasant emotions. Emotions like fear, worry, resentment, and hopelessness. Our feelings don't come from our situation. They come from the story we tell about that situation. Our thoughts are optional. We can decide what we want to think and how we want to feel. And our emotions are the fuel that we take action from. Our actions, or the way we behave, create the results in our lives or who we become. So what we think about, we become. When we think celestial, we become celestial. So why did President Nelson use the word think in his talk, Think Celestial? He could have said act celestial or become celestial, but he didn't. He chose the word think. Well, it all starts with our thoughts. When we think celestial, we create emotions that feel celestial. Those emotions fuel actions that have us showing up as our best and most Christ-like versions of ourselves. And those actions help us to become celestial. Let me give you some examples. In each example, I'm going to use the same circumstance. We're going to start off with what it looks like when we are not thinking celestial. So the circumstance is my loved one stopped going to church. Your thought could be, I must save them. That thought creates the emotion of fear. And when you're operating out of fear, you try to control them. You argue with them. You preach to them. You show them how you're right and how they are wrong. You judge them. You think unkind thoughts about them. You question their judgment. You walk on eggshells so you don't say the wrong thing. You jump to the worst case scenario. You don't show up as the confident person that you are, and you disconnect. And the result that you create for yourself from those actions is you make your relationship even worse. Here's another example, same circumstance. My loved one stopped going to church. Your thought is, they are rejecting everything I taught them. Well, that thought is likely to create an emotion like anger. And when you're feeling anger, you're going to show up cold with short answers. You may avoid them. You might not make eye contact with them. You judge them. You find all the evidence for all the other times they've rejected you. You isolate yourself. You beat yourself up. You go spend lots of money on Amazon. You tell all your girlfriends. You forget that it might not have anything to do with you. You forget that they have free agency. From those actions, the result that you create for yourself is you reject the things that you know to be right and the person that you want to be. Okay, example number three, my loved one stopped going to church. One possible thought is, it is all my fault. That thought is likely to create an emotion like shame. When you're feeling shame, you will most likely beat yourself up, hide, avoid your person, avoid your emotions by drowning them in things like ice cream and spending lots of time on your phone. You think about all the other things that you've done wrong. You forget about the good things that you've done. You hide from God. You stop praying. You don't show up as the mom that you want to be. And the result that you create from those actions, you make things even worse. So when we operate out of fear and shame, we and anger, or any of those emotions, we don't show up as our best selves. So that's a big clue that we're not thinking celestially. Think of all the times Christ tells us, fear not. He had a good reason for saying that. Okay, so what does it look like when we do think celestially? Let me give you some of those examples. Same situation. My loved one stopped going to church. One possible thought could be, I want to support them. When you're thinking that thought's likely to create an emotion like compassion. So from compassion, you let them know how much you love them. You spend time with them. You show up as your authentic self. You focus on their needs. You don't make it mean anything about you. You pray for guidance. You follow the Spirit. And you, so the result that you create for yourself is you maintain a strong bond with your person. Another example, my loved one stopped going to church. Your thought is, I bet they have a reason. That thought creates an emotion like curiosity. So when you are fueled, when your actions are fueled with curiosity, you're going to ask questions. You're going to listen to their answers. You will seek to understand them. You might demonstrate your love, withhold your judgment. You probably won't preach to them or try to convince them. You'll give them the benefit of the doubt. You give them a hug. You let them know that you will always be there for them. And from those actions you take with curiosity as your fuel, you create more of a reason to connect for them to connect with you. Okay, so here's a little recap. When we are thinking celestial, we feel emotions like hope, love, compassion, empathy, confidence, commitment, peace, courage. Those emotions are great fuel for actions like being kind, serving others, loving your neighbor, loving yourself, trying to be Christ-like, trying to keep the commandments, trying to keep doing what you know to be right, striving to be better, repenting, giving yourself grace, showing up as your very best self. And from those actions, we become more celestial. Conversely, when we're not thinking celestial, those thoughts will generate emotions like fear, panic, shame, hopelessness, defeat, and all sorts of other emotions that feel terrible. When we are feeling those emotions, we're more likely to try to control others, to manipulate them, to stop trying, to beat ourselves up, to judge ourselves and our people. We are likely to isolate ourselves or make choices that we wouldn't normally make that are not in line with the person that we want to be. And we don't show up as our best selves because we're not following Christ. So from those actions, we don't do the things that make us more celestial. So hopefully these examples give you an idea of what it looks like when we are thinking celestial and when we're not. I do want to point out that when we're not thinking celestial, we end up acting in ways that disconnect us from our loved ones, ourselves, and oftentimes from the spirit. I want to share a quote from President Nelson, and he said, "When you are confronted with a dilemma, think celestial. When tested by temptation, think celestial. When life or loved ones let you down, think celestial. When someone dies prematurely, think celestial. When someone lingers with a devastating illness, think celestial. When the pressures of life crowd in upon you, think celestial." Closed quote. Friends, we can add any circumstance to that list. It could be our relationships. We could be in a mixed faith family. We could be questioning our faith. Maybe it's infertility, physical illness, mental illness, addiction, abuse, you name it. Any circumstance that we can think celestial about will help us to show up as the people that we want to be. So when we're operating from emotions that don't serve us, we can know that we're not thinking celestial. We don't need to beat ourselves up about it. We can simply just identify it and try again. When we recognize this, we just course correct and choose a thought that's going to serve us better. This is what the atonement of Jesus Christ is for, and thank goodness for that. Okay, my friends, thank you for joining me today. If you are struggling with thinking celestial, this is one of my very, very favorite things to help people with, and I would love to be your life coach. That is everything I have for you today. Make a great week. Mwah. You don't have to be on the same page with religion to have a great relationship. If you are feeling stuck in all the emotions that are coming up for you in your mixed faith relationships, or are looking for tools to help you move forward, I can help you. Sign up for a free session with me. Go to chrisrichcoaching.com and click on Work With Me, because you and your loved ones are worth it, my friend.